Okay, public comment? And let's see, approval of minutes.
I make a motion.
Second.
To approve.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Tell me the bills. We got any bills going around there?
The bills, because I've been out for several weeks. The only bill we paid this past month was the phone bill. I'll have a full detail for you next month in March.
Okay. All right. Okay. Correspondence, I got nothing to be chief or anybody.
No, I don't have anything. No.
Matthew. Communications from the chief.
Nope.
All right, from the chief, I've been out of commission for 4 or 5 weeks now. But still keeping a pulse. Matt and I talk on a regular basis. They did disable my radio. We'll have a conversation about that. But anyway, for the month since we last met in January, we had 44 calls. Matt can probably expound on these a little better. We had 3 motor vehicles and a chimney fire. We got the road race coming up in another 2 weeks. The annual road race goes out of Bolton High School. Lieutenant Ross is taking care of that, I believe. UTV 134, paperwork is all in process for that. That, to remind you, was the decision by the Board of Selectmen to purchase several capital improvement projects early. I think I explained last month with Matt that we got a phone call early in the morning and said, give us some specs on a UTV and pricing, which we did. And there were meetings held after that. And the town graciously gave us the money ahead of time at $20,000 that I saved off of our capital improvement plan pricing. Gave us some money, and the vehicle is ready to go. We're waiting for the town to cut a check through their normal finance process, which will be several weeks. There's not a problem with that. I've discussed that with the Elizabeth's coming in. Hi, Liz. We've discussed that with the town administrator and Matt Pereira, deputy chief there, and we're all on the same page. I did receive a very nice letter from Greater Hartford Together Community Fund and the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving. I applied after talking with several of the officers for the Aqua Eye grant. Aqua Eye is the underwater sonar that we had demonstrated back last June. This really triggered me to, in the last year, we've had 3 drownings in a lake. And, you know, I just read about Reno, Nevada, that had somebody that went through the ice. And they used this and found the person very quickly, quicker recovery than waiting for the ice to thaw. Better outcome for the families. But anyway, so we were given $5,000 for that, to purchase that. There's a few extra dollars involved. The fire department and corporate is taking care of that through donations very nicely from the public. And so that, I believe the bill has been sent out. The bill has been received. I believe the check has been sent out, and I'll wait for delivery of that so we can do some training. We also have coming up beside the road race. I'm a little concerned about it, but Polar Plunge on March 15th. Fire department will be involved with that. Lieutenant Leggett is handling that. So from the chief, that's what I've got until we get into new business. Matthew, any other comment? Please expound a little bit on what you've been doing, which has been a heck of a lot of work for the last month.
Yeah, no, back to the calls. We had a chimney fire on a Monday night during drill, or during CPR. So we had a fantastic response. Probably, well, we emptied the station. We're there within probably 3 minutes of the call. Then we had car take down a bunch of wires on camp meeting, and a couple, we had a rollover on 384 and another accident right over on Bolton Center. Other than that, nope, I'm just been keeping the lights on for Chief, trying to help paperwork, bills, and let him recuperate. So that's all I got.
ET running good now?
ET is everything's going good with that after the transmission. We've run it hard a little bit, as the Stuart Stevenson, I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, has told us to do every once in a while. We've run it down the highway or just to run it through its paces, and it didn't actually pump, but it was in pump gear for the fire. So we had water circulating at the fire as well. So, yeah. That's all I got.
All right. Fire Marshal.
Activities with the Capital Region Fire Marshals meeting in Windsor. this past month, I had to do a lot more researching for the investigation of the Dean Cabinetry fire. Since then, the report is complete. I made a hard copy, which is pretty thick. It's at Town Hall, there's only one copy, and everything else is electronic format. But I haven't heard back from John Dean. I sent him a text to tell him that it got sent to him. I haven't heard back. What I'd like to do is, just out of curiosity, see what the insurance cause and origin guy came up with. Just see, you know, and I haven't heard back with that. I had a follow-up with an inspection, and nothing was completed at 1207 Boston Turnpike. I made some phone calls, get them motivated. Then tomorrow morning, I got to take a swing by the package store at New England Hardware. I drove by, and they're piling junk up in combustibles against the outside of the building again. So a couple of years ago, we had a huge problem with that. It's been taken care of through the family. Inspections, 10, 12, 14 Carpenter Road apartments, two separate inspections. I had to go back on a Saturday, but they're completely done, every single unit. Nothing out of the ordinary. Everything worked as intended. Terry says she's still trying to sell the place, but haven't heard anything on that further. Reinspected Parkside Pizza. Then, did a complete inspection with lights tested because they had to provide an electrician for Dollar General. But that takes care of them for a 3-year. And then re-inspected Country Liquors. We'll follow up with some of the issues I found there. So the only other thing I didn't put in the minutes, just because I just got the email today, but 271 Hop River Road, they're looking for a CO this week. And I'm stopping by there tomorrow morning to show them where to put the Knox box. Mount it, but apparently he wants to open up by the first of the month, which is the end of this week. So building official and everybody else needs to come on board so we can do a CO. But I mean, we sort of walked through it before. That was the time you went. It's, you know, unknown if there's going to be a McDonald's or a Dunkin' Donuts in there at this time, but that was part of the plan. And that's all I have.
So that's right across from Bolton Collision, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, the new convenience store. Okay.
Yep.
Were you talking about the lake house? Did you? I was talking about that. I see that big wooden staircase that they got. Is that all set?
That's all set. 100% set.
That's blessed.
We went back. I went back with the building official. Did a complete CO on that. There was a couple minor things, but that's completely done. It's
got a cover and looks pretty. Yeah. It looks pretty solid.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. No, it is. So let's see, Thursday I'm going to, Sunset Apartments. So that'll take a couple days to get them all done. And then after that, South Road, Larry Fiano's apartments, and then hers, the 890 to, you know, the yearly, find out what's going on in there. There's rumors she wants to sell it. I asked her to get, she stopped by Town Hall the other day and, her eyes are really bad and stuff. And, you know, we're trying to worked through a conversation, but she really hasn't had anybody bite or selling it. So at this time.
Hey, Bill, question on 890. Have you heard anything more at the town hall reference the easement for 890 Boston Turnpike for the dry hydrant?
Not from town hall, not from Jim. She actually did, when I was conversing with her last week, did mention that, you know, but on the same token, she's complaining about the taxes. So I,
the sewer tax is something that, you know, got, whatever, that's the town to deal with. I have asked the town hall to start the easement process while she's still talking about it in a positive note. And we've got the money in the water supply through the capital budget. So I think I've got a note to myself again to check with Jim and see where we stand on that. I don't want to let that slide. Joe Dillon, I think he was going to contact Joe Dillon, a town engineer, to put together a plan for that. And again, as soon as the ground thaws, it'd be nice to put a shovel on the ground. Yep.
Absolutely. That's a home run. Yeah. Well, I don't know if what he's talking about is she's allowing the town, the fire department, to put in a dry hydrant. It'll be on the right side of the building. And they can only come up so far. I guess that's the deepest part. I think you mentioned that. That's like the deepest part of the lake. So that's the place to put a dry hydrant. And but that would be a home run to protect that property. It's and the surrounding properties. It's a lot closer than the boat launch, that's for sure. So, yeah, haven't heard. I'd suggest asking Jim, James. You know, that's all I have.
Okay. Old business.
Old business. Chief, I'm just curious, as far as budget, I know you've been out of commission, but do you think it's the way it is right now, or what you would propose? So far, so good, or is there much talk about changes to the budget? I mean, it certainly seemed reasonable. I would hope it's good to go, but.
Yeah, I have not, Bob, good question. I have not heard any more, and I went through a heck of a lot of emails today trying to catch myself up from back in the end of January. To the best of my knowledge, I haven't seen a final budget proposal number that's gone to the selectmen that will then go to the town for a vote in May. I'm just going to stay optimistic. We've got some friends, and let's see what happens. Hopefully those that question us, I've answered questions properly. We did get called back into a Board of Finance meeting, reference to capital improvement projects, which to my big surprise, we got called back. But we presented the extrication tools, radios. We were given a good feeling on radios. In fact, I've got a Chuck Rexroad, who does a heck of a lot for us, has been in contact after Matt and I had a meeting this last week with our radio vendor. And we're looking at upgrading the mobile radios now with part of the capital improvement program they put together for a radio grant. As far as the FEMA grant that we put in for portable radios, along with the Tallinn Fire Department, Summers Fire Department, that supposedly maybe we'll hear in the summertime, but I'm optimistic, but I'm also cautiously watching the federal government to see what he's going to do with FEMA. He wanted to dissolve FEMA, and I think there'd be a big backlash on that, you know, from the fire service, emergency services, because it's a big help to a lot of fire departments across the country. We've been recipients of that, like Forestry 134, like all our SCBAs. Air packs we got back in 2015, and Matt's in the process of getting those hydro tested, those bottles, end of year life. They've got another 5 years after this. And I'm going to stay positive, Bob, to answer your question until I hear some more. If I hear something else, John and the rest of you will be the first to know. Yep.
Thanks, Chief. All right.
Any new business?
New business, I've got a couple things. Excuse me a second. Let me go to mute so I can do something. Here we go. New business. First of all, firstly, condolences to John on the loss of his mother recently. He and I have had some conversations about the lady and the lady she was. John, to your family's direction, the fire department is making a donation to Bolton High School Scholarship Fund. That was a very short conversation. There was no question at all with you and your family. And the commitment you and your family, your father has done, you know, over the years for the fire department. So thank you. Second of all, I got a surprise the other day in my mailbox without a stamp. Thank you very much for the good, for the thank you and best wishes card from all of you. I appreciate that a lot. I really do. Yep. Thanks. So,
without a stamp.
What do we got?
Yeah. Someone knew where it came from.
All right.
Any other new business? Yeah, make a motion to adjourn then.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
In favor?
All right. Good to see you, Chief.
Yeah, well, soon.
Thank you.
Violence.